Of course, you took that into consideration before you bought it. You bought it large enough, so if it shrunk on you, it was still large enough, you understand? And when it got dirty, well, you had it laundered, washed, and starched. Today they come perma press.
But they always, the shirts, when you wash them, they always...
What you mean always? What?
They always got small, they always...
No, not all the time. It took only after the first or second washing, and after that they didn't shrink.
Yeah. But in the first washing, they always...
Shrunk. They always shrunk.
Now a woman might wear, she'd carry her coins in a...
purse.
Okay, and she'd wear around her wrist, she'd wear a...
bracelet.
Yeah, a man always wore a watch, right? She around her neck, she might have a lot of things on a string.
A necklace.
Yeah.
Some cases.
What would she hold over when it rained? She
had umbrella.
A man would wear around the farm. He'd just wear regular old.
Well, if it were, it depended the weather. He wore white shoes, pair of pants, shirt, and a sweater or a jacket of some type to work. You understand? That is, we consider cool weather.
Yeah.
Of course, if it was cold, he had to trot out an old overcoat. He had a hat. You understand?
Yeah.
And if it was raining, well, he had a slicker and a rain hat. You understand? And boots.
Did you ever see something that... it would just be, you know, you could just throw these on and go anywhere with them. They went all over you, you know, you'd put them
a
on.
A poncho, think.
You have over, those things that went all over you, over?
I think it's a poncho, overall. A cape.
You ever have overalls?
Oh yes, well some of them, but it wasn't too common in this section to wear overalls. People usually wore pants khaki in this section.
Yeah.
Overhauls were a rarity. Now you might have found Negroes that wore overhauls, but seldom did you find white people that wore overhauls in this section.
Yeah.
It's funny how those customs, you know, different. And I've been in different sections where all the men had overhauls.
But when you went into town, you always wore suits.
Oh yes, you were if you were considered to be a gentleman, you understand?
Yeah, you.
A man of some position in your community. I don't care if you were poor or not. You put a suit on, even if it was old and worn. Yet you put that suit on.
Always?
Oh yes. Unless you were doing something that was work. But in those days, a gentleman didn't do heavy work. You understand? That was left to the Negroes to do, the blacks. It was a rarity when he was had to do something like that, you understand?
Yeah. What did a man have to wear to hold his trousers up?
The suspenders.
Yeah.
Quite a few of them wore suspenders.
They called them, other name for them?
Galluses.
Yeah. A fancy top cover you put on a bed.
Bedspread.
Yeah. You put your head on them.
Well, they had pillows, but in my grandmother's home there, when I was a kid, they didn't have. They had the old beds, you know, the four posters. They had bolsters.
Yeah, the bolster went.
It was round, and it was the full length of the bed. I never could figure the sense of it because at night they had to. To put it on the side, you couldn't sleep on with your head on a bolster. They took it off at night.
Yeah, a bolster went plumb across the bed.
The bed, and it was round. You understand?
Uh-huh.
Completely round. And it was the whole width of the bed. Now, to every one of our beds, and when I was a little fella, they had, every one of them had bolsters on.
What did you put on a bed for warmth?
Well, they had quilts. More or less in those days. They didn't use blankets. Blankets came in a little later. Sometime when it was cold in those old days, they'd pile four or five of those old Like a ton of bricks on you.
Now, you know, a lot of niggers would sleep on a some, you know, kind of thing they'd make on the floor. Would they ever, you know, just...
A pad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you ever just...
Especially in large families where they didn't, they couldn't all get in bed.
They'd make
a... 10 or 12 in a small two-room house. Some of them would sleep under the bed, and they made pads to keep fire burning all night. They must have caught hell when you stop and think of it.
Yeah. Now, I want to talk with you a little about the type of soil you had here. What was the soil like?
Well, you had right in front here, you have a somewhat of a black sandy soil.
Yeah.
But further back, I would say, roughly speaking, about half of that field, you run into a strata of what is known as buckshot land.
Mm-hmm.
It's